How many times has Brooke come to one of us saying, "Oh my God, I have the cutest date night idea ever"?
Yes!
There's this adorable little shop. It's just a 2.5-hour drive away. And a blind woman there teaches you how to cut off your own hair and turn it into a shower loofah.
Isn't that fun?
I just forced my husband to do it with me, and it was so romantic.
Oh my God, and he has such thick hair. You wouldn't believe the loofah that man is able to make. Just a head of gorgeous hair.
Right. Several loofahs. Yeah.
Sometimes good friends give terrible dating advice. And apparently that's what happened to one of our listeners recently named Will. Will, were you tricked into making loofahs out of your own hair?
No, not a loofah.
Okay, good. I was going to say, don't call it a hairball because it's not one, all right?
I was going to call it that.
Okay.
Tell us about the date that you went on. What's her name?
Her name's Heather.
Heather? Okay, what did you and Heather do for your date?
Yeah, well, I was trying to think of a date idea because I wanted it to be cute, you know? I thought she seemed really nice.
Uh-huh.
So I talked to a friend of mine, and she was like, go try out this little downtown area. It's on, like, the end of this little peninsula. I had never heard of it before, but apparently it's really cool.
Huh.
But it's kind of far away, and I don't have a car. She doesn't have a car. So we took a bus.
Oh.
Okay.
Whoa. Wait.
Took a bus to, like, some isolated peninsula far, far away.
I thought it was kind of weird, but I, like, trust this person who told me that it was cool, so I was like, okay, whatever.
Okay.
And wait, is the destination like a cafe? Like, what's the whole point of this?
She said there was bars and restaurants.
Oh, it's like a little town. Okay.
Yeah, like little beach area and things like that. Like a touristy thing.
Yeah.
So you bust over there with Heather.
Yeah, Heather and I bust over there, and I didn't realize that this place, like, how small it was going to be, but it literally took us 20 minutes to see everything.
It's that small.
It was very small, but they still had, like, a restaurant, so we went and ate.
I bet it was a busy restaurant if it's the only one in the whole town.
Yeah. I mean, what was Heather's reaction? I mean, because I'm guessing the bus ride took a long time.
The bus ride took kind of a long time, but I don't know. I was trying to read the vibe, and she was still having a good time.
Okay.
And we went and ate dinner, and that was a good time. But then there was kind of like nothing else to do after that.
They don't have a hair loofah class that you could take over there?
You didn't plan correctly.
Sadly, no. I didn't see any ads for those.
They're usually in basements, so it's hard to find the flyer.
Should have gone and checking around.
Makes sense.
Okay.
I try actively not to check basements for hair loofahs.
That sucks.
I mean, you guys do a little walk or something?
Yeah, what do you do?
Yeah, well, we walked around for a second, and we were like, all right, let's just go back to the restaurant. They had, like, a little bar.
Get hammered. That's always a good idea.
True.
Yeah.
I like that you've been there an hour, and you're already a regular.
Yeah.
We're back.
Was it fun?
Yeah, it was fun.
Nice.
So we're getting drinks, and then we decide we want to leave, and we missed the last bus out of that place.
Oh, no. This is like when SpongeBob missed the last bus out of the city. Remember that episode?
I'm going to take your word for it, though.
No. Everybody understands that.
I mean, that means you just got to pony up for a super expensive Uber, right?
Yeah, I'd split it.
Yeah, that was the plan, but there were no Ubers in the area.
Because it's a tiny town.
No Ubers, no Lyfts, no nothing.
A bike?
Nope, they moved there. He's actually living there now.
Pay one of the locals to drive you home.
Yeah.
They're like, you're the mayor now.
Yeah,
I'm calling from the peninsula. It's been a comfortable life. No, like, we have to get, like, a tiny hotel room.
What?
Oh, God.
Which is also attached to the restaurant.
Man.
It's just one building.
It was pretty close to the restaurant.
Okay.
Wait, what was her reaction? This could go two ways. Either she's really excited and she's like, oh, don't worry about two. We'll split one.
Oh, yeah.
We know which one Brooke would do.
Yeah. So I didn't want to assume anything, and she didn't tell me otherwise. So I just got a room with two beds in it.
That's pretty assuming.
That's safe. Well, there are two beds, assuming you're not going to sleep together.
No, I think you would have to get two different hotel rooms. First night. I don't know. If you're not going to assume anything.
You're going to make a guy pay for two rooms?
That's so much more money.
They could call someone to pick him up.
Dude, his bad planning.
So what happened?
So long story short, nothing happened. Like, we fell asleep watching Pirates of the Caribbean.
Nice.
And we woke up in the morning, no breakfast. caught the first bus back. It was just kind of awkward, like having to be like forced to stay together like the first night.
Well, not only that, you don't have a toothbrush. You don't have all of your like face stuff. Like you're waking up feeling blech.
And you didn't like hook up at all?
It was not great. No, nothing happened.
In separate beds?
Weird.
Was she angry? Was she sitting with her arms?
Were you like in one bed cuddling watching it, or were you in separate beds?
No, no, we were in separate beds the whole time. Like,
oh, God.
Oh boy.
She might have been mad. I don't know. She was just kind of like not saying anything.
And
anyway, I emailed you guys because I have not heard from her.
I feel like it's just as much her fault. I would never not Google that stuff. Like before I go on a bus with someone somewhere.
And if you're with a dude that you don't want to be with, you'd call your girlfriend.
You would get picked up.
You would get somebody to sacrifice.
Yeah, I know. That's what I thought.
Okay, well, good idea. Let's call her and shame her right in a few seconds.
I don't think
it's your
that's
fault,
it.
I think it is.
I think that he did something in the hotel room that made her not happy.
Well, at least
I think she was into it until a certain point.
At least she didn't like call the Coast Guard to come like get her. Like, I need a chopper.
The Coast Guard also runs the restaurant.
Yeah.
He also owns the town.
It's a peninsula.
It's a busy guy. Yeah.
Well, he's
the
mayor now. He has contacts.
Yeah. So,
I control all the helicopters.
Well, we're going to come back. We're going to call Heather for you and see if it was your fault that it ended badly or hers when we do your second date update.
It could have just been the circumstances.
We'll find out for sure.
That's not fun, Jose.
Get your second date update next.